Greetings and welcome to Psalms podcast series. Greetings. We are beginning the fourth podcasting of the Plumbing Code Changes of 2018 or California Plumbing Code Changes 2019. And this particular section starts with 1201.0. Once again, the book that I'm referring to is the Major Code Changes, Plumbing Code Changes from iAtmo. And it's a very good text. It's good to have it in your library. The section is 1201.0 general. Section also includes 1215.6 variable gas pressure. What was changed? 1201.0 general, 1201.1 applicability period. The regulation of this chapter shall govern the installation of fuel gas piping in or in connection with a building, structure, or within the property line of the premises up to 5 psi, 5 pounds force per square inch, which is 34 kilopascal. And what is added in this code section says, for natural gas and 10 PSI for undiluted propane. So really, this code, the applicability, is up to 5 PSI of pressure on a natural gas and 10 PSI of undiluted propane, comma, other than service pipe, period. Fuel oil piping shall be installed in accordance with NFPA 31. So in section 1201.1, the applicability, the 5 PSI was for natural gas and 10 PSI for undiluted propane. The next section is a little bit of a cleanup. The section is 1215.6 variable gas pressure. Where the supply gas pressure exceeds 5 psi for natural gas and 10 psi for undiluted propane, or is less than 6 inches of water column, or where diversity demand factors are used, the design, pipe, sizing, material, locations, and use of such system first shall be approved by the authority having jurisdiction, period. Piping system designed for process exceeding the serving gas supplier's standard delivery pressure shall have prior verification from the gas supplier of the availability of the design pressure. I can tell you that I have done pressures for boilers up to 60 PSI. So you really, really want to make sure that the will serve letter from the gas company will include the amount of pressure that is being used and the amount of cubic feet per hour that you are requesting. So really, that's the most critical part. The plumbing code actually has a pipe sizing up to 5 PSI and 10 PSI for propane, but nothing else. Otherwise, you have to use the equations. By the way, 14 inch of water column is equal to half a PSI. Just know that. I'm going to move on to the next item. 1208.8, gas pressure regulators, 1208.9, over pressure protection, 1208.10, pressure limitation requests. Section 1208.8, gas pressure regulators. Section 1208.8.1, listing. This entire line has been newly adopted, and I'm just going to read it again. 1208.8.1 listing, line pressure regulator shall be listed in accordance with Canadian Standard Association Z21.80 or NFVA 54.5.8.2. Section 1208.8.5, venting of gas appliance pressure regulators. Venting of gas pressure appliance pressure regulators shall be in accordance to the section 507.2.1, which is part of the NFPA 54, section 5.8.5.2. Mind you that we do not see this venting because the gas pressure is outside, and if the excess gas is puffs out of the meter of the regulator, it actually disperses to the outside world. However, if the pressure regulator is inside the building, thou shalt make sure that that discharge of the vent is discharged accordingly. And that's the next section. 1208.8.6, discharge of the vents. Discharge of the vents shall be in accordance with the following requirements. 1. Discharge stack, vents, or outlet parts of the pressure relieving and pressure limiting devices shall be located so as the gas is safely discharged to the outside world. 2. Discharge stack or vent lines shall be at least the same size as the outlet of the pressure relieving device, and that's part of the NFPA 54, section 5.9.8.1 to 5.9.8.2. Simply says, if the discharge opening is 1 inch, you'll make sure you have a minimum of 1 inch pipe leaving. You cannot downsize that pipe from the inlet size. You cannot put a half if the opening is 1. 1208.8.7, it's only and only just a cleanup because it's a different section of the code. Bypass piping. Valved and regulated bypasses shall be permitted to be placed around gas line pressure regulators where continuity of service is imperative for the sake of argument, medical facilities, or boilers, or some elements that is a part of the manufacturing process. Section 1208.8.1, identification. Line pressure regulators at multiple regulator installations shall be marked by a metal tag or other permanent means designating the building or parts of the building being supplied. I gotta tell you, I seldom have seen this. Maybe there are some markings on the drawings, but I've never seen this much detail on any of my installation that I've seen. The following sections are all brand new. 1208.9, overpressure protection. 1208.10, pressure limitation requirements. 1208.10.10.1, overpressure protection requirement. 1208.10.2, overpressure protection devices. 1208.10.3, detection of failure. 1208.10.4, flow capacity. All of these sections are new. These sections really are trying to protect and means and methods for the gas system. Let's go back. 1208.9, overpressure protection, where the serving gas supplier delivers gas at a pressure greater than 2 psi for piping systems serving appliances designated to operate at a pressure of 14 inches of water column or less, overpressure protection devices shall be installed. piping system serving the equipment shall equipment designed to operate at inlet pressure of greater than 14 inches of water column shall be equipped with overpressure protection device as required by the appliance manufacturer's installation instructions. Generally, these manufacturers will have that protection if that limitation is to be at 14 PSI, 14 inches of water column. Section 1208.10, pressure limitation requirements, where piping systems serving appliances designed to operate with a gas supply pressure of 14 inches of water column or less are required to be equipped with the overpressure protection in accordance to the section 1208.8. Each overpressure protection device shall be adjusted to limit the gas pressure to each connected appliance to 2 psi or less upon a failure of a line pressure regulator. This is just simply providing a limitation of the pressure of the system. 1208.10.1, overpressure protected required, where piping systems serving appliances designed to operate with a gas supply pressure greater than 14 inches of water column are required to be equipped with overpressure protection in accordance with section 1208.8. Each overpressure protection devices shall be adjusted to limit the gas pressure to each connected appliance as required by the appliance manufacturer's installation instructions. Once again, majority of the appliances, if you open them up, you will see these devices embedded. Please refer to the next podcast. Thank you.